ain't your politics too much, but you get, you can't hold your politics with him, he'll take it through six.
Boy, isn't that true, some people really get that way. It's like telling him there's no God.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you that.
And let's see, you're not supposed to wave a red flag in front of a bull, or you'll make him
mad.
And if a bunch of people are excited about something, let's say they go past a wasp's nest, and you say, now, don't run, just take it easy and just
pay him no attention, pay no mind, just go on like he didn't see it, something like that, or whatever.
Keep
don't disturb
calm,
him.
Or keep calm. Or
yeah, just keep calm.
And after a hard day's work, you come home and you're
tired.
And if you've had a particularly hard day, you say you're just plain
poking out or give out.
If you go away and you come back and find out that a friend of yours is in the hospital with a disease, you ask another friend, what happened to him? You say, can you tell me when he... When did
when he get out?
No.
When he recovered?
Wonder when he got this thing.
Oh.
Say, can you tell me when he...
No.
Where he caught this disease, or would that be a...
Or would it be took sick, or got sick, or...
Well, you would say he got sick, or taken sick in the hospital.
And in the winter, if you see a man with red eyes and a stopped up nose, and he goes,
bad cold or a case of flu,
you say he's what? He has
cold.
Already? Oh, well, that's
a good one. You say he has
a hacking cough, like a... Well, I've heard you, each other got a TB cough. I've heard that used. All kinds of expressions.
Yeah, the next thing is, have you bought your lot?
What you what?
Have you bought your lot?
Oh, yeah.
And if his voice gets rough and raspy, you say he's...
Horse?
Uh-huh. If children are making a lot of noise, what do you tell them to do?
Get quiet, be quiet.
The person who lost his hearing?
Lost his hearing?
Uh-huh.
Deaf, I guess.
You see a man come in from the field in the middle of the day and his shirt is just wringing wet. Somebody says, how'd he get his shirt so wet? Did he fall in the pond? He'd say, no, he was out there riding the tractor. He just...
Sweating. Instead of preparation, it's sweating.
Yeah, that's the one I use, sweating. I sweat like a horse.
I do. I got my shirt wet this morning.
Oh, they're getting some fries.
If I do that, I know I'm all right.
Yeah, it's good for us.
Well, I don't. I worry.
Our home doctor's out here wants to see some of the kids. He says, I'd come in, I was wringing out of sweat, and he says, I'd give anything in the world if I could sweat that away. I said, doggies. Throw that bag down, go with me this evening, I'll show you how to do it.
I guess the club women, they're going to have their spiel, you know. That's what I might buy a little something.
What do you call that sore that you get on your skin? Has a hard center?
Well, that happened, I think.
Very, very.
Scab? Would you call it a scab?
Oh, sometimes men get these on their necks.
Carbuncles? Boils?
Yeah.
Blood boils? We have two or three different kinds of blood boils and carbuncles.
What do you call that fluid in there?
Fluid.
The fluid inside a boil?
Pus.
And the skin around there won't be level and smooth. It'll be
kind of...
Oh, no, that's what it's called.
Irritated or peeling off around.
Well, where it is out like that. Not that big, of course.